We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're on page Lamed Vav, the 25th paragraph of the third chapter. And the Chazon Ish had discussed last time the idea of Yirat Shamayim, that there has to be an awe of heaven, and that impacts everything we do. Our observance of Torah is directly impacted by how much we have an awe of heaven. But just as our sages expanded on this idea that Torah without the awe of heaven is worthless, it doesn't get you anywhere, but by the same token, our sages warned that if you have awe of heaven but you don't have Torah, you also can't get very far. And the Mishnah says in the second chapter, tractate Avot, en bu yerechet velo ma'aretz chasid. If a person doesn't know basic etiquette or Torah, he cannot be fearful of sin. If he is an Am Haaretz, if he's not learned in Torah, he cannot be pious. He could have the best intentions, he can try, but he might be, as they say in Hebrew, pushing full gas in neutral. He's not going to get anywhere. The motor's working really hard. He's not going anywhere. So, same thing here. He's going to work very hard, but if he doesn't have Torah, he's not sure what he should be working at, so he's working very hard to do what? And the Talmud says in Tractate Shabbos, "Im Talmid Chacham Nokem Enoter Kanachashu Chagreun Motnecha." Im Amaretz Hu Chasid Al Tadu B'Shchunato. Our sages said, if a Talmid Chacham is vengeful, he does not let people trample all over him, try to connect to him. Whereas if he is not learned, even though he tries to be pious, if someone is not learned but they try to be pious, get out of their neighborhood. Very dangerous to be close to someone who tries to be pious, but they don't know what they're really doing. Uvashem Aretz Nechleku Tanai, and the term Am Haaretz, so in the Talmud and Tractate Brachot, we have multiple opinions, and the Talmud and Tractate Brachot says, Afilu kara v'shana v'lo shmesh tamdei chachmim, arei ze Am Haaretz. If someone learned, and then he reviewed his learning, and he learned Mishnah, but he did not learn by a teacher. He didn't learn the Talmud by a teacher, so he doesn't know how to apply it. So that's still an Am Haaretz.
Why is he called an
Am Haaretz? So two interpretations are offered by the Rishonim. One interpretation is that the term Am comes from the word Omimot. When a coal is dying down, that's called Gechalim Omimot. So Am Haaretz, it's the people of the land that are like a coal that's on the verge of going out. They don't have the flame of Torah to keep them going. So that's one interpretation. And the Rambam gives an alternate interpretation. He says that Am Haaretz is a term of pride. These are the people who settle the land. They're productive. Rambam says they're not learned, but at least they're productive. The Rambam says you have a boor, which means a field that's fallow, that's never been plowed. That's someone who doesn't settle the land. He's not being productive. He's not doing anything. He's not learned in any ways. But someone who at least is being productive with their life, they just don't know Torah, so we're stressing the part that's positive about them. That's the Rambam. The Katav agrees al bechadi grotav, the Shemesh to mitracha machshav, I know a masal matane yuni, ha moksha poskim, a masubi adenim, bemsram, and shek nestak dulash, nim salem, and askanim, and munyanvim, ad shemigiim, elenu koltan, vim shenemun moshe misinai. So he wrote that Shimush talmide chachamim in our days is knowing how to work with the to and fro of the halachic authorities, the way we deal in learning Talmud. What does it mean today, learning by a teacher? It means learning how to work in the halachic system, what we call shakla vitaria, knowing how to ask a question, knowing how to give an answer, knowing how to work the system of Talmud and halacha. V'zeh shelo amal b'limud ha'gmara v'lo yaga b'tortan shel rishonim b'shanim rabot, k'dei shur ha'maspik l'aknot lo bina ha'itera l'avin b'ur ha'bahir b'havayot abai v'rava. Someone who has not worked hard on Gemara, and he has not worked hard on what the early commentaries say for many years, so he doesn't have that understanding to have clarity when there are arguments between Abaye and Rava in Talmud. Shalal min nafsho bechechet shem chaver. We have a term in Mishnah and in Halacha called chaver, like a friend of the rabbis. Chaver is someone who's on a high level. The Yekis used to have this term. Someone who was on a high level, who could be trusted, was given the title hechover. Yes, it was a cherished title. So chaver is someone who's on a high enough level that you can trust them. So the Chazon Ish says you can't get the title Chaver unless you've learned for quite a while. You know how to learn. וחזר כדי להעיר את האדם לשקידת התורה לא נשאו פני העצל על הזה וקראו בשם הארץ. And our sages, in their desire to arouse us to work hard in understanding Torah, when they saw someone who was lazy and wasn't working hard to learn Torah, they purposely gave him a name. They called him Am Haaretz. The Chazon Ish says, why do we have that term? It's a term that's supposed to bother us. When we hear the term Am Haaretz, one of the people, that's like the common folk. Why did Chazal use such a term? Chazal were always into honoring people. Why did they use the term? Because when you hear that term, it's supposed to tell you, hey, wait, I don't want to be that. It's supposed to arouse you to say, I want to learn more. V'shalu menu zchuyot miyuchadot. And our sages purposely took away certain rights from an Am Haaretz. V'efshad alav ne'mar lo Am Haaretz chasid. And maybe that's why about him it says, lo Am Haaretz chasid. If he hasn't taken the time to learn how to understand Talmud and Halacha, maybe that's not Haaretz they were talking about. So the Chazon Ish says, it's not enough to say you need Yirat Shamayim with your Torah, you need Torah with your Yirat Shamayim, and Am Haaretz cannot be pious. And Chazal purposely used the term Am Haaretz to spurn us on to learn, so that we will feel like we're not where we should be. We should know the Torah and the tradition in understanding Torah, and that's why they gave that name, and they even took away certain rights of an Am Haaretz, so that we would feel like we have to outgrow the title Am Haaretz.